with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Thank you.
I'll put you on the right mic this time. Now, I haven't been out since about 4 o'clock this morning. What's it like outside?
Well, it's got all the potential in the world, but at the moment it's overcast and not sure what to do. But who knows what kind of day we're going to have.
Tomorrow looks to be the pick of the days, hopefully.
Beautiful.
Good to see you back in the studio, because your trip to America went very well, which we touched on last week.
It did. Oh, had a great time. I've been doing a course over in America, and it's looking at all the current science about dogs and how they think and feel and all those. Oh, it was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Blow your mind, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
You've got an email from Karen and Barry from Eagle Hawk, and they've just taken in a stray dog from the RSPCA. It's about 1 year old, and I think it's having a bit of an obsession with a cat. Is that the story?
Yes, as old as time.
I reckon you've heard about this story many times.
Yes, absolutely. So fantastic for taking in a dog and giving this dog a second chance. And like with often dogs that you know, we take on as in their older life or after a year old, they come with all their little idiosyncrasies, and some may have been well socialised young and some may not. But it's a scary time for them too. They're starting a new life with a new family. And cats can be really irresistible to dogs. They're low to the ground. They move pretty fast. They have an interesting way about them. And they have very interesting smells. All dogs tend to like cats. Most dogs tend to fear cats after they've had a close encounter of the cat kind. So if we give it a bit of time, they'll figure it out. But one of the things that I would probably do, especially if we've hit the point of obsession, is I would just get my new dog on lead, have lots of treats in my pocket or around, and when the cat is just vegging out, taking it easy, I would bring my dog maybe two meters away and just start doing some commands. Or I might even, when the dog looks at the cat and then looks back at me, I might treat the dog. So I'm giving the dog time to be in the close personal space of the cat and vice versa, without there being a ruckus or without that obsession where the dog's drowned everything out and just completely focused on this cat. That way the dog starts to loosen up and de-stress, and the cat can see there's potential in the dog. So the cat gives the dog a little bit more time. The one caveat is when cats are outside and they're running around, that's a very similar picture to a rabbit running around, and dogs love to chase things moving. So just be mindful that once we've done a bit of work in the house, then again, back on lead and outside we go. So the dog is just getting used to the cat coming around and being within his presence without jumping and flying and running and all that kind of stuff. So that would be my advice, nice and slow. And I would do that until I can see a very loose body, you know, kind of almost like the cat's become boring. You know, it's a bit like us. After a while, we see something bright and shiny and it's wow. But after a while, if we're in that situation every day, day after day, it's kind of like, oh yeah.
The novelty wears off.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that would be my advice.
Because we've spoken about dogs and cats living in the same household before, and what's surprising, I'm pretty sure you said, Joe, that the cat will be the so-called top dog in the house. Is that right?
Yeah, very often. I've seen a vet room full of dogs, and a cat walk in, the practice cat walk in as if nothing mattered, and all those dogs are like, oh, look at the cat, and the cat just walked in as if the cat owned the space.
So what's the reason for that? Well, it seems really bizarre, doesn't it?
It's all about energy.
Okay.
And without being esoteric, if I walk past a paddock of sheep and I just keep walking and I'm not showing them any particular interest at all, they will be nice and kind and relaxed. But if I suddenly stop and I'm staring in their general vicinity, they will become alarmed.
Okay.
And all of a sudden they start to run. It's the same. The cat is a little bit more not well balanced, but a little bit more knows what they're capable of, and the dog's just kind of working it out. So the cat often has the advantage, and sharp claws.
Thanks, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog or cat, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.